Girl Shope and the Ogre. Often, Earl and his dog, Ichabod, would walk through the deep wood to go to see his grandmother. Ichabod would chase birds into the woods and out again, and Earl would walk along, thinking about his getting to his grandmother's house, who lived in a small cottage above the ocean on a high cliff. Every day that he would go, he would bring a lunch, and he would stay most of the day, having fun with his grandmother and listening to her good advice. One day, when they were walking to the woods, Earl saw Ichabod run into the woods along a path after a little blue bird, and suddenly Ichabod was barking. Earl waited, for Ichabod always came back, and the barking got louder, and then suddenly it stopped. And Earl waited, and Ichabod did not come out of the woods. Wondering what was going on, Earl decided to go down the path and into the wood, which was very thick and dark, lots of branches and leaves. And as he walks into the wood, he hears the sound of a large animal ahead of him. So he creeps up more carefully to see what it was. And in a small clearing, he suddenly sees Ichabod. But Ichabod is not on the ground. He's being put into a large bag carried by the most enormous monster that Earl has ever seen. However, Earl is so angry that the monster is holding and taking Ichabod, he bursts out of the woods and shouts, "That's my dog. Give me Ichabod." The ogre, for that's what the monster was, turned and looked at him. He had an enormous head. It was as big as a pumpkin. And he had eyes that bulged out that were as big as eggs. And his nose was as round and as large as a softball. And his teeth were sharpened into points. The ogre stared at Earl. Earl, however, wanted Ichabod back. So he shouted again up at the ogre, who was 10 feet tall. "Give me my dog back. He belongs to me." And the ogre could hear Ichabod in the bag barking, and Earl could hear him, and the barking was muffled by the bag. But still the ogre stared at him, at first surprised, and then looking down and seeing Earl, he said, "I found this dog. He's going to be my lunch. I'm going to take him home, and I'm going to cook him, and I'm going to eat him." Earl said, "But that's my dog, and anyway, you shouldn't eat your pets. There must be a law against that." And the ogre said, "What do I care about laws? And anyway, I'm hungry. And I found this dog. And I'm going to eat him." "No," said Earl. "That dog belongs to me. He can write his name. And his name is Ichabod. And you can ask him and he'll do that." "Huh," said the ogre. And with that, he reached into the bag and he pulled out Ichabod. Put him down. And he said to Earl, "Have him write his name." So Earl told Ichabod, and with his foot, Ichabod wrote his name out in the sand. And it said, "Ichabod." "See," said Earl, pointing to the writing in the sand, "that's his name." The ogre looked at it and said, "I don't know whether that's his name. And anyway, I can't read. So it doesn't matter. It's still my dog. And still my lunch." And with that, he grabbed Ichabod and started to put him back in the bag. "No," said Earl, "you can't take him." "And what, little boy," said the ogre, "are you going to do? I've got the bag, I've got the dog, and you are just a small boy." Earl said, "I'll fight you for the dog." Thinking the ogre might not want to fight just for lunch. The ogre looked at him for a moment, and then he smiled, a ghastly smile with sharpened teeth, and his eyes bulged a little bit, and the ogre said, "You'll fight me for the dog, you say?" And Earl said, not quite certain about what he should do, "Yes, I'll fight you." And the ogre said, "Okay, we'll fight with clubs. How about that?" And Earl thought that wasn't what he had in mind, but if that's what he wants to fight with, okay, I'll fight with clubs too. So he said, "Yes, we'll fight with clubs." And the ogre said, "And the winner gets to keep the dog." And Earl swallowed, because now he's beginning to realize that the ogre was a lot bigger than he was, but he needed to get Ichabod back. "Yes," said Earl, "the winner keeps the dog." "And eats him if he wants," said the ogre. And Earl said, "Well, you don't have to eat him." "Okay," said the ogre, and he puts the bag down and looks around for a big stick. "No," said Earl, "I can't fight you now. We'll fight another day. Ichabod and I have to go see my grandmother." "Ah," said the ogre, "I know who that woman is, the woman with the cottage on the cliff." "That's your grandmother," said the ogre. "Yes," said Earl. "Ah," said the ogre, "and I've seen you before. You've come through the woods on your way to see your grandmother." "Yes," said Earl, "I do." "Okay," said the ogre. "Well then, when are we going to fight for the dog?" Earl looked around and said, "We'll fight in 3 weeks," which is the longest time he could think about. The ogre looked at him and said, "Okay, in 3 weeks." And Earl said, "But I get Ichabod until then, and then we fight for him." The ogre said, "Okay, maybe we can do that. But I'm going to watch you every day coming through the woods, and in 3 weeks we have a fight with sticks, and the winner gets the dog." "Okay," said Earl. But the ogre had something else in mind. He thought not only would he get the dog when he beat this little boy, but he'd get the little boy too. And so instead of one lunch, he'd get lunch and dinner. And furthermore, he knew where the grandmother lived, and he knew the little boy would come to visit her, so he wasn't too worried, although he was a little hungry, since the dog looked like it was perfect for a nice snack. So the ogre let Earl and Ichabod go, and off they scampered through the woods and on to their grandmother's house. When Earl got to his grandmother's house, he was very tired, and his grandmother, who was happy to see him, asked what was wrong, and Earl told her about meeting the ogre who had captured Ichabod. "No," said the grandmother, "the ogre of the woods is terrible. I'm so sorry." "But Ichabod is here," she said. "Yes," said Earl. "I went and I told him that it was my dog, and Ichabod could spell his name." "And he let the dog go, said the grandmother. "I told him I would fight him with sticks, and the winner would get the dog," said Earl. "Oh, no," said the grandmother. "The ogre is 10 feet tall, and you are only 3 feet tall. How are you going to fight him? The ogre not only will get the dog, he might get you." And the grandmother began to cry. Earl was upset by the grandmother, and he didn't know what he was going to do, but he was going to think about it, because he knew he'd be able to beat the ogre if he used his head. After a while, the grandmother stopped crying and said she was going to feed the birds, which is what she did every day, and it would help calm her down. The birds would circle around the cottage high above the cliffs and the ocean, and she would spread out the bird feed, and the birds would swoop down and eat the bird feed. And there were lots of birds, and they were surrounding them, and the air was moving, and they were flapping their wings. There were white birds, there were yellow birds, there were gray birds, there were blue birds. It was an atmosphere filled with wings and birds, and all of them eating the bird seed that the grandmother brought with them. And Earl liked this, and he helped. And Ichabod would jump around and chase various birds that ate too much, and they forgot about the ogre for a while. After the bird feed was done for that day, Earl was thinking, as the birds flew away, that he wished he could fly away with Ichabod with him, so that he didn't have to fight the ogre. But he knew that the ogre would come and get his grandmother, or would come and get him and Ichabod, if he didn't live up to his promise. So he thought about what he should do. So every day after that, Earl and Ichabod would practice playing with sticks, fighting back and forth, hitting trees, seeing if the trees hit back, practicing his footwork, making sure he could move around with Ichabod around him. And every day with his grandmother, they would feed the birds, which would come out of the sky all at once and out of the forest, fly around, and eat the bird seed. And although he worried about fighting with sticks, he loved being with the birds, and he and his grandmother were happy then for those few minutes until the bird seed ran out. And so every day was like this, practicing with sticks and feeding the birds, and the day got closer until finally his grandmother reminded Earl that the next day was the day that they had to go and fight with the ogre. And she was crying because she did not know what to do. And Ichabod seemed to be concerned too. And finally, Earl had an idea. Earl and the Ogre, Part 2. Earl's idea came to him at dinner when he was eating his chicken and rice. He asked his grandmother, why was it that the rice clumped together? Because it's sticky, said the grandmother. And how does it get sticky, said Earl. Well, said the grandmother, stickiness comes from all sorts of things. You could add a little sugar to some things like caramel, and it becomes sticky. Or like chocolate, which becomes sticky. Ah, said Earl. And when it's sticky, it doesn't come off very easily. No, said the grandmother, that's what sticky is. So that got Earl thinking. And so by the time the day before the big contest was, Earl was explained his idea to his grandmother, who was then crying because she didn't want to lose Earl and she didn't want Earl to lose Ichabod. At first she didn't understand what he was saying, but then slowly as Earl explained his idea more carefully, the grandmother nodded and said she thought she could help him. The next day was the day of the fight, so Earl left Ichabod with the grandmother and he marched off into the woods. He went down the path and into the dark wood where he had found the ogre waiting. The ogre was very relaxed, and he had a massive stick with him. And as Earl came into the clearing, the ogre said, "Where's the little dog? Where's my lunch? And are you ready to fight?" And Earl said, "Yes, I'm ready to fight, and the dog is where we're going to fight, in the little field next to my grandmother's cottage. And she has the dog, and she's holding it there. And that's where my stick is." "That's fine," said the ogre. "I'll fight you in the clearing. I'll fight you in the woods. I'll fight you in the little field next to your grandmother's cottage." And so off they went, Earl and the ogre. And the ogre was very happy, and Earl was worried. They came to the open field high above the water near the cliffs, and the ogre was happy to see the grandmother holding Ichabod in the field. And it was a bright, shiny day. And the ogre thought that not only would he beat Earl with his stick and get Ichabod, he would then take the little boy, and maybe he'd take the grandmother too. And now the ogre would have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. "Okay," said the ogre, "I'm ready." And he picked up his big cudgel, which was almost the size of a small tree, and looked over at Earl and says, "Where's your stick?" And Earl said, "I'm going to get it. I'm going to do it right here. I'll be right back." And over he goes, and he puts on his cape, and he picks up his stick, which is not very big. And he takes in his other hand a bag that his grandmother gives him. And he walks into the field, and there he is, him and the ogre. "Okay," said the ogre. "On three, we start." "Okay," said Earl, and he loosens the bag in his hand. "One, two, three," said the ogre. And the ogre raised his big tree-like cudgel above his head, and he was getting ready to smash it down on poor Earl. And at that moment, Earl flung the bag up into the air, and out of the bag comes huge clumps of bird seed. But this is not the regular bird seed. This is bird seed that's sticky. And the sticky bird seed flies up into the air and lands all over the ogre. And as soon as the bird seed comes out, all the birds that have been waiting in the field for their meal with the grandmother and the little boy fly to the bird seed. But the bird seed is stuck to the ogre, and suddenly the ogre is covered with birds who are pecking at him to get the bird seed, which is stuck to him. And suddenly the ogre can't see because it's all feathers and wings, and they are gray and they're yellow and they're blue and they're white. The birds are all around him pecking, 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 and he can't see the little boy, and he can't see Ichabod, and he can't see the grandmother. All he can see are wings and feathers. And suddenly, he feels a sharp pain on his knee, where Earl has suddenly hit him with a stick, and he leaps away from that. And again, the birds are all around him, and he can't quite see. And he feels the stick hit him on his other knee, and he leaps back again. And again, the birds are all around him, and he swings wildly, but he's trying to get the birds away, which are all over him, pecking, pecking for the bird seed that is stuck to him. And he feels the pain in his knee again, and he leaps again backwards. But this time he realizes there's no ground to leap back on. He's leapt off the edge of the cliff, and he's falling. And now all the wings and the birds that are around him, which should help because they can fly, don't help him because he can't fly. And from the cliff, Earl and the grandmother and Ichabod watch as the feathered covered ogre, who is still covered with sticky birdseed, falls down, down to the ocean, where he's swallowed up by the waves. And that was the end of the ogre. And every day the grandmother and Earl and Ichabod would feed the birds with more birdseed, and they didn't worry about the ogre in the woods anymore.